What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here for the Thursday edition of the Browns Huddle. Start off with some injury updates from practice. Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, Taylor Gabriel, and Andrew Hawkins all remain out and in the concussion protocol. None are expected to be available for the game Sunday against the Bengals. Good news with Randy Starks and Joel Bitonio. Both were able to practice on a limited basis. The team feels a little bit better about Bitonio's availability right now. He should be able to return to the starting lineup on Sunday. It's Coordinator Thursday in Berea. We'll start with special teams coordinator Chris Tabor, who talked about the blocked field goal at the end of the Baltimore game.
We didn't play well in our area, and I take responsibility for that. Got to do a better job of getting the guys to play better. And, you know, that's what we're working on right now. We've already moved on to Cincinnati.
Obviously a blip on the radar for Tabor, who has presided over one of the best special teams units in all of the NFL so far in 2015. Defense coordinator Jim O'Neill was asked about some of his young players and was singing the praises of Christian Kirksey and, of course, Nate Orchard.
I see Kirksey quickly becoming a three-down player for us probably in the next year or two where he doesn't come off the field, whether it's at Mike or Will. But he's a guy that he's got rare ability to coverage. He can run. He's athletic. He's a guy we're excited about. Nate, as a rookie, I think he's done a great job coming in and learning the outside linebacker position. He played exclusively at defensive end, where all the coverage stuff was very foreign to him in college. I think that as he plays more in this league, you'll see his production go up.
And finally, on the offensive side of the ball, John DeFilippo talked about Austin Davis, who will, of course, be the Browns' starting quarterback this Sunday against Cincy.
What really impressed me was the throw that Austin threw on what we call a circus route, which is an inside stem 15 roll to 18 out cut, the throw right on our sidelines. And whenever a quarterback can drive the football outside the numbers like he did, that's a pretty impressive thing, and throw it on time and accurate. So that's what really kind of was like, you know, opened my eyes a little bit. I was like, wow, that was a really, really good throw. And got us going a little bit. I think Austin's an underrated athlete. I think you saw him get out of trouble there at the end of the game.
That'll do it from here in Berea. Keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.